Sanhedrin, Per Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnayos are now slowly proceeding through the process of what goes on with the receiving the Eidos and then determining the Din. Here we say what happens next. Gamru es hadavar, once they finished their deliberations, the Dayanim, regarding how to rule, then hayu machnisin osan, they would bring back in the litigants. In other words, the Mishnah didn't say it explicitly, but after they finished collecting the information, and then they start the deliberations, which was the previous Mishnah, they would send the litigants out of the room, but now they bring them back in. And Hagadol Shebadayanim Omer, the ruling is delivered by the senior of the three judges. The reason for this is twofold. First of all, we want to give kavod to the leading, you know, the largest Talmid Chacham of the Chachamim that are presiding as Dayanim. The second reason is because it's natural for a person to think that the guy who delivers the din kind of has it out for him, the losing guy. So if we know ahead of time that the person delivering the psak din will be the gadol regardless of the positions the underlying people, the underlying dayanim took, so then it'll sort of seem formulaic, you know, procedural. But if, you know, a particular judge like is the one who said, you know, who rendered the judgment, so the losing party would assume that that judge wanted to do it because he had it out for him, etc., and which should make for, you know, ill will, of course. Although both reasons are given, it's a machlokas, and the, you know, different mefarshim say different things. There's a big nafkamina, which is according to the first opinion, the kavod of the gadol could be passed on to somebody else if he wants to. Whereas according to the second opinion, we can't pass on the kavod because that would undermine the principle of, you know, the losing litigant assuming that the judge had it out for him, and the tour brings that latter opinion. So it should be the senior member. So says the Mishnah further. He says, Ish ploni ata zakai, ish ploni ata chayav. He will render the decision saying, you know, so-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, you're guilty, you're innocent, or whatever it is, you have to pay, you don't have to pay. Umenayin l'kshayetze echad min hadayanam lo yomar. How do we know that when the judges now leave the court, so then one of the judges can't say to the litigants, Ani mezaka v'chaverecha mechayven. I was one out of three, right? So I was the one who said you were innocent. The other two guys said you were guilty. Of a ma'ese, what could I do? Shechaver rabolai. The other two guys is the majority. So even though I was on your side, so to speak, but they overruled me. So that is not allowed to be done. Alzen ne'amar. We actually bring two psukim here in our Mishnah. The first pasuk says, Lo selech rachil ba'amecha. This is the iser of rachilus. The word rechilus, often translated as like kind of tail bearing or something like that, is from this word rechil over here. A rechil literally is like a peddler, but the point is, and is maybe this word has been made up for the sake of translating this verse, gossip mongering. But rechilus is a very specific thing. Rechilus is when you tell another person that a third party said something about him. So in other words, Reuven says to Shimon that, oh, you know what Levi said about you? That would be rechilus. It doesn't matter if it's true or false. Telling people what other people say about them is not allowed. It's here from the Torah, and that's what's happening here, right? The Dayan is saying, the other two Dayanim said this about you, that you're guilty, but me not. So that's a general prohibition of rechilus, which would apply to all of us, not just Dayanim. I get it all the time. My kids say, you know, one kid to the other kid, oh, you know what Todd said about you? He said that you're good at math, or something like that. That's rechilus. You can't do it. Okay, second of all, another pasuk brought here in our gear, so the Mishnah is Va'omer Holech Rachil Megalesod, one who goes as a peddler of gossip, he reveals the secret. This is a reference, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, so it's not a Doraisa Beferish, but it's the Isser of Gilui Sod, of revealing people's secrets, which you're not allowed to do, also applies to all of us. If you have information which other people hold private, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, it's private, people are entitled to their privacy, and therefore you're not allowed to reveal their information without their consent. That's called Gilui Sod. And the same would be over here. If the two judges out of the three decided he was guilty, that was a private deliberation behind closed doors. The other judge is not within his right to say, you know, who found him guilty, who found him innocent. You can't do that. Okay, our Mishnah says both Gersos. There's actually different Gersos floating around in Mishnayos. Some bring one and some bring the other of these two psukim. Shulchan Aruch actually brings the latter, the Gilui Sod pasuk. But both are certainly true, and both apply not just to Dayanim, but to apply to all of us as well.